Chapter 7. "There," I said, rising to my feet with the help of a hoe handle. My burned leg felt stiff and made kneeling a challenge. "That was the last sweet basil to go in the ground. We've done a good morning's work, Mom." My mother straightened a stepping stone and stood up, her hand on her back. "It's so aggravating when I can't get down on my knees without my joints complaining. Getting old, I guess." I laughed. "That'll be the day. You're as young as springtime. You have planted more herbs this morning than I have. I really like the way you're arranging this area with the paving stones going through the whole garden and the bench by the bird bath." We stood, admiring our handiwork. Miss George's herbs joined those that Mom planted earlier. Mom had plotted out the whole garden last winter before we moved, determined to keep a natural woodsy look. She had succeeded. A few dogwood trees grew among the herbs, and even a couple of sumac bushes. She'd defended her choice when I questioned leaving the lowly sumac where we found it, growing among the dogwoods. "Those leaves turn a beautiful color in the fall," she said. "I don't want to disturb these woods any more than necessary. The trees were here before anybody thought about building a house, and I want to keep them. I'll just plant my herb garden in places that won't bother anything that's already growing." She even brought the old mossy rock from the house in town that had been in my grandparents' barnyard many years ago, just to add a natural look. It was as if the rock had never left the farm. Taller herbs like the bee balm and lavender grew among rosemary and sage. Garlic also found a home in the herb garden. Along and between the stepping stones, Mom had planted creeping phlox and lemon thyme. "Walking through your garden is indulging in aromatherapy," I told her. "It's beautiful and it smells heavenly." She pushed a strand of hair back from her face and smiled. "Yes, I love it out here. Maybe next year we can set up a small pond with a stream. Someday it'll be as pretty as Miss George's." Putting my arm around her, I said, "I think it is prettier right now. I like it." "The Jenkins's garden is a lot older, though. It probably has been by their back door for nearly 100 years, or at least since the older Jenkinses lived there. I imagine herbs were pretty important to serving a tasty meal in the old days." She broke off a spearmint leaf and popped it into her mouth. "And for home remedies." In truth, we had taken several ideas, in addition to the herbs, from the Jenkins home. Our garage, for instance, which we placed behind our house, was modeled after an old-fashioned carriage house. So was the Jenkins's garage. The only difference was we had an automatic door opener and they didn't. Stairs inside the garage led up to what was once living quarters for servants at the Jenkins's home, while our garage upstairs space was empty just now, except for a few boxes and odds and ends left over from when we moved. My cell phone beeped. I glanced at it and saw a familiar number. "Thoughts must be powerful," I said. "It looks like Miss Georgia or Miss Carolina is calling right now." Punching the talk button, I said hello.
"Darcy," came the quavery voice of Miss Georgia. "Darcy, honey, do you believe in ghosts?"
"What is it?" Mom asked, as I stood there with my mouth open. "Is someone sick?" Covering the mouthpiece, I said, "I don't know. Miss Georgia just asked me if I believe in ghosts." Mom caught her breath.
"Tell her I'm on my way," she said.